Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, everybody, it's J. Stu. Once again, I'm here with Jeff at the great Sketchbook Comics. How's it going, man?
I'm good.
Lots to talk about this week, and you've been keeping me up to date on Facebook about all the different New York Comic Con announcements. Let's talk with about the joke one first, Archie versus Predator.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Sillier things have been done with Archie.
Absolutely. And, you know, with things like Afterlife with Archie and Sabrina being straight-up horror books,
yeah,
they've shown that these guys are willing to think outside of what everybody thought Archie was for the last 60 years. Not even what everybody thought it was, what it was for the last 50, 60 years. And, yeah, I expect deaths and stuff.
I hope it's like the realistic artwork and not the regular artwork.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not the artwork that they showed.
Yeah.
I am hoping that's just a goofy cover or something they do. But I haven't looked up the artist. If you go look at the article, it tells you who the artist is. So if you Google them, you probably get a better idea of what he does.
Yeah.
Or she does. I honestly don't know if it's a man or a woman. But the idea is they go to Costa Rica for like spring break and the Predator starts killing them. I'm like, that's fantastic.
It'd be interesting. That's
I'm psyched about it. I thought that was great.
And then yesterday we also got the big new Secret Wars announcement from Marvel.
Yeah, yeah. Bringing back an old storyline, which is interesting that they would. And, I mean, they've done it a couple of times now.
Yeah.
Like, this will be the second time on top of the original Secret Wars and Secret Wars 2. So it'd be interesting to see what they're doing with it. I mean, it's almost becoming their crisis.
Yeah, and I love that original one.
Yeah, the original's great. They haven't done any. I mean, the one they did several years ago, I guess, at this point, with Nick Fury and
Luke Cage and all those guys.
Yeah, and all, like, the stealth suits and stuff, was cool. I just found the art was very stiff and kind of muddy and tough to follow. So I don't think it was as good as it could have been. I think the art let Bendis down on that. But, yeah, they seem to like to come back to that whole concept. So we'll see.
It could be interesting. It looked like there was multiple Captain Americas and Iron Man.
Every Iron Man under the sun seems to be in there, and Miles Morales and Lady Thor and regular Thor, and they've said that they announced, I think it was today, that the X-Men are heavily involved in it, so them missing from the poster, I guess, isn't a huge deal.
Well, I guess not.
But, yeah.
Cool. And let's see, what else? They also announced that the CW is working towards getting a third comic book TV show.
They did. It was in an article about Arrow and how Arrow is getting the comic books on television right.
Yeah.
And, they said they've got a third character that could be in the works. And, we've been talking about it a lot in the story.
Yeah. A good rumor I heard, I remember reading about this about 3 years ago, the guys that write Arrow turned in a script for Booster Gold to the Sci-Fi Network, and it got turned down.
Yeah.
So that'd be awesome.
That's definitely a possibility. I mean, the big ones that people keep bringing up are Firestorm and the Atom.
The Atom,
because they're both involved in the show. But, I mean, the Atom, from the sounds of it, will probably be covered pretty heavily between the two shows, between Arrow and The Flash, because, I mean, Arrow doesn't do superpowers.
Yeah, he's not going to shrink on that show.
So he won't shrink on that one, but, you know, he'll shrink on the other one if they cross him over. So if he does that, then he's covered pretty well. I'm not sure what you would do with him in a separate series.
Yeah.
And if Firestorm is a supporting character on Flash, and they've cast both parts of Firestorm, I don't know that he would necessarily need one, but... And, I mean, let's face it, Flash wasn't a supporting character on Arrow first. You know, they specifically brought him in to launch him into his own show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they could absolutely do that again with another character we're not thinking of, Booster Gold or, I don't know, Blue Beetle or whoever. Or they could just say, you know what, let's see how popular Firestorm is and roll him out on his own.
And that Victor Garber casting was awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. And, I mean, they're casting all the rogues at this point, so I'm super psyched about
that. That's awesome, because on the old Flash show, Captain Cold was it, I think.
Trickster was on it. Mark Hamill
played it. Trickster, too, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, nobody else, really.
Yeah, like, bikers.
Yeah, he fought a lot of just criminals and steroided guys.
Yeah. But now we got a Piper coming in.
Yeah, Piper just got cast, and, I mean, they've already got Weather Wizard was in the pilot, which I haven't seen, so... Weather Wizard and Captain Cold is cast, and is it Heatwave?
I think so. Yeah,
the brother from Prison Break is playing?
I think so, actually.
Yeah. And so all they're really missing is Boomerang and Mirror Master.
Yeah.
Who's one of my favorites. I love Mirror Master.
And I think they cast Boomerang for Arrow, so he'll probably show up.
Oh, fair enough, yeah. Because if they do like a Task Force X spinoff at all, mm-hmm. which I mean could also be looking at it as a third show, although if Suicide Squad's one of the movie options, I don't know that they would do a Task Force X or Suicide Squad TV show, because that would be confusing to have that separate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, I mean, I was talking to somebody yesterday about the fact that DC kept it separate. And I got to be honest, man, Marvel's doing some stuff now, and it's affecting the S.H.I.E.L.D. show in ways that I kind of question if DC's not making the right move now.
Yeah.
Because originally I was like, no, connect them. I want to see Stephen Amell play Green Arrow in Justice League.
And I still would like to see that.
But now I'm starting to think otherwise. We know in S.H.I.E.L.D., you're not getting Captain America appearing. You're not getting Iron Man appearing. And Downey Jr. said, oh, I'm interested in it.
He'll never do it.
But it's lip service. It's so that you keep watching. It's to, oh, my God, Iron Man might show up. And let's face it, if he does, what, 2 minutes? Five max?
At the most, yeah.
It's never going to happen. Whereas if you keep it separate, anything could happen. You're not beholden to whatever happens in the movie universe, like mm-hmm. S.H.I.E.L.D. is, you know, well, now we got to tear down S.H.I.E.L.D. because that's what happened in Captain America 3, and, mm-hmm. you know, or, sorry, 2. But, you know, and if the world ends in Avengers 3, then we have to blow up the world in S.H.I.E.L.D. So now I'm starting to wonder, maybe DC's right. Keep it separate. And,
yeah. Connect all the TV shows, though.
Yeah, connect the TV shows, and let's have a good time with that, but... Although Supergirl, I'm pretty sure is going to end up being separate with it being on CBS.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Which, it's fine. If CBS wants to play in their own little sandbox, that's fine.
Yeah.
I love the idea of Titans on TNT being connected to the Arrow and Flash Universe. That's great. I'm good with that.
Definitely. I have a feeling there's going to be a big Marvel announcement this weekend, because Robert Downey Jr. keeps hinting that Marvel's got big plans coming up.
I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, I was reading an article yesterday that New York attendance wise is coming up on San Diego.
Oh wow.
They are making a move on San Diego. George Clooney showed up.
I saw that, Michael Keaton's gonna be there too.
I can't even think of what the name of the movie is. Foreverland? Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland.
Based off of the Disney thing.
Yeah.
Ride or park or whatever you want to call it. But so the fact that Clooney showed up, and I mean, I posted on my Facebook page, I don't know anything, but let's be honest. I mean, The Rock is in New York right now. Niagara Falls, or New York Comic Con is happening. To me, that's a given that he's going to show up there for something.
Yeah.
I would expect it Saturday.
Maybe some Shazam news.
That's right.
That'd be awesome.
That's what I would expect him to be there for. Now, that being said, he was in New York on Monday for the WWE, but that guy's all over the country all the time. So the fact that he's still in New York to me says there's a reason for it.
Yeah, he'll probably turn up there somewhere.
I won't be shocked if he's at New York. So
cool.
Yeah, it's definitely becoming the prestige con.
Yeah, I mean, I've got friends that are actually there now.
Yes, so. A couple of our customers are there.
Yeah,
they're looking for stuff for me.
Oh, nice. What are you looking for, actually?
The Artifacts Nightwing statue. They've got a limited edition one that's only being released at New York Comic Con, where he's got the blue costume instead of the red.
Okay.
So I want one of those. And then there was a couple of figures from a company that's name is completely slipping my mind that are like an old Universal Monsters mummy figure and Son of Frankenstein.
Oh, cool.
And the mummy one's a black and white one. The Son of Frankenstein's just a limited release.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to get a copy of the Pop Ecto-1 slimed version.
Oh, nice, nice.
It's all going to come down to whether or not you can carry all that stuff for me.
Nice. How'd you guys do at Hammertown?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was a good time. Con went well for us.
Okay.
It's going to 2 years next year, or 2 years, 2 days next year.
Yeah, I was reading that.
So, it went well for them. It was a little weird it being on three floors, but it was good. Joel ended up doing the panels, like the Q&As for Garrett Wong and Lou Ferrigno.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they didn't have anybody for Lou, and it was following the Garrett Wong one, so I was like, yeah, do it, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I did the panels for Leonard Kirk and Phil Ortiz, who was the Simpsons animator.
Okay.
And he draws the Simpsons comic. And Mark Wolf, who's an artist for Lucasfilm.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, it was neat.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun.
That sounds
awesome.
Con
on the whole was a success, so yeah, it was good.
Cool. We talked a little bit about this last week off the recorder. Well, while we were here, you read an announcement that Robert Downey Jr. would consider doing Iron Man 4 if Mel Gibson directs.
Yep.
I think that would be awesome.
I would be 100% down with that. Although he is, like, the next day, he said, yes, Robert, or 4 is in the works or something, is the way he put it on Ellen, I think. And then he was on, I want to say, Letterman.
It was, yeah.
Where he said, like, no, Iron Man 4 is not going to happen, but other Marvel stuff is.
Yeah.
So I just get the impression that he's just playing the game, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep hyping it so that people just keep talking about the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
He'll be in the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
At least the next one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with what they pay him, I won't be shocked if they have to walk away from him at some point.
Definitely.
You know, it's ridiculous the amount of money he makes for these movies at this point. And I hope it doesn't happen. I want every single comic movie and television show and internet special and poster to be a huge success, because it just, it's great for all of us,
mm-hmm.
you know, retailers and readers, and it's just fantastic for us all. But Marvel has yet to have a misstep, and the odds are getting better and better that it's coming.
You know, yeah.
It's every new movie they put out, the odds are increased that they're going to hit a bomb.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking at you, Ant-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, Ant-Man is definitely
iffy at this point.
Iffy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, people look at it and they go, well, what about Fantastic Four? I'm not talking Marvel properties. Mm-hmm. I'm talking Marvel Studios.
Yep.
Yeah, Fox does that, and let's face it, they clearly don't have a ton of faith in it because they've pushed it back, and
mm-hmm.
we don't see anything about it. Nobody talks about it online, you know? They're not dropping little sneak previews of anything. Every once in a while, one of the stars says something about it, but that's it. You know, that to me does not bode well. You know?
Did you hear the rumor this week that in Avengers 3, none of the regulars might be in it?
Yeah,
just Tony Stark?
Yeah, I heard that.
What would you think if that happened? I doubt they're going to do that.
It's a possibility. I mean, I can't think of his name right now. Chris. Captain America.
Evans. Yeah.
Chris Evans is, you know, his contract is almost up, and
mm-hmm.
he has publicly said he wants to go behind the camera and kind of retire from acting. And
yeah.
It's a bummer for me. He's my favorite of all of them. But,
yeah.
you know, and Thor, the guy, Chris Hemsworth, has got to be seeing what the other two are making and thinking, come on, guys. And I just don't see them paying him.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're going to try and move beyond that. And, you know, the Marvel Universe could support that. Yeah, maybe, but I got to be honest. I'm not looking to come see, you know, an Avengers movie that stars, you know, Iron Man and
the Falcon.
Quicksilver. And
yeah.
Scarlet Witch and the Falcon. And, yeah, no.
And Doctor Strange.
Maybe we can bring in Gilgamesh and
Dr. Droid.
Yeah, Dr. Druid.
Yeah,
there you go. Dr. Druid. There's a winner for all of us. I think it would be a bad move.
Yeah.
But especially because, I mean, let's face it, they're not really going to face off against Thanos until round 3.
Yeah.
So I think it's a bad move. You've set this up from the beginning. You need them to to finish it out before you try and move in another direction. But, you know, maybe they can bring in Triathlon.
Oh, I forgot about that guy. Oh, my God.
The redo of the old 3D man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Hawkeye when he wore the skirt in the early
70s. Give him the old purple costume. Purple arrow. And,
You can't see this out there, but Jeff is shaking his head.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. There are so many bad Avengers in the history of that team.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But I would think, to me, that would be a bad move. I think you pay them to wrap this up no matter what you have to do.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you keep Evans and you keep Hemsworth, and you get through Thanos and finish what you started with the first movie, then move on. Then worry about, you know, Doctor Strange and all of them being part of the Avengers. But prior to that, no.
Definitely not.
No, you need to, like I said, finish what you start.
Cool.
That's my opinion, at least.
Definitely. Let's talk a little bit about comics. What have you read since the last time we saw you?
Earth 2 that came out this week, I really dug. I just wanted to see Huntress and old man bats go at it.
Yeah.
That one was really good. I haven't had a chance to read it completely yet, but I'm a big fan of Black Sad, which is a European book.
Okay.
And the newest volume just came out from Dark Horse. It's got an introduction by Neil Adams that's almost incomprehensible. He's just rambling, because he helped translate it and ended up with just this rambling introduction. I'm telling you, man, that guy's crazy. But, so I'm super excited about that. I've only read the first little bit of it, and I'm super psyched about reading the rest of that. I read Axis that came out this week.
Any good? Because I was thinking about it.
It's a first issue. They're setting things up with the whole Red Onslaught thing, and I hate that name.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But we'll see where it goes. It's very much a first issue. It's setting things up.
Oh, okay.
And going from there. And it's a little confusing at first. There's a lot going on. Yeah. But it was all right.
Cool.
Otherwise, I haven't read Earth 2 World's End yet, but I'm extremely excited to.
Yeah. I'm a week late, but I finally read The Last Justice League.
Oh, man, that was so good.
Yeah. You see Luthor and Captain Cold have motives.
I'm kind of hoping Captain Cold's is kind of a double turn on the rogues, but
I kind of
the big job is it actually has nothing to do with the Justice League and has everything to do with Luthor.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but the character that appears at the end with Luthor, that's intriguing. I didn't think that character, the last appearance of him, was really wrapped up sufficiently. So now you know why.
Yeah.
You know, there's more to it. So
yeah, definitely. And I think it's all leading up to this big crossover event they're doing next spring.
It could be. I'm hoping that this has more to just do with the Justice League. And, you know, isn't it the Dark Side War that's coming up in Justice League?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it could be a red herring, but, it's been a great read. So.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it with Luthor and with Captain Cold as part of the Justice League.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm good with it.
Cool. Anything else you took a look at this week?
I just
picked up Sabrina from you. Have you looked at that?
I haven't read it yet, but man, it looks good. It looks super dark. Batman was really good. Amazing Spider-Man. The Spider-Verse story that's in the back of it, super cool.
Okay.
Because he's like a Spider-Man who on this other Earth is part of the Captain Britain Corps.
Okay.
So I was like, and I love Captain Britain, so I was super psyched about that. The new Batgirl book came out this week. I can't say I'm a huge fan of it. It's getting, now that being said, it's getting huge reviews online, like 10 out of 10 and 9 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
It just, to me, it doesn't feel like Batgirl. It feels like they've tried to skew her younger than she has been shown in the, you know, currently, like in any Batgirl book.
Yeah, that's not necessary.
Barbara doesn't seem younger to me. And I mean, they're trying to put like a hip internet spin on to things and make it feel like social media days, and that's fine, but it feels too young to me, you know. Okay. So
I forgot, you mentioned earlier that at New York they announced the Gwen Stacy Spider-Man was getting picked up.
Yeah, Gwen Stacy Spider-Woman is getting an ongoing starting in February, I believe, with the exact same creative team. So Jason Latour will be writing it, and Robbie Rodriguez will be doing the art, same team as the Edge of Spider-Verse one shot.
Oh, okay, cool.
So yeah, pretty excited about that.
That could
pretty
be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, that's about all I have for you this week. So I'm going to keep following your news feed for the next couple days. And as usual, thanks for helping us out. And everyone, get down here to Sketchbook Comics. There's a gigantic wall of comics you need to check out.
Always.
All right. Thanks, man.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.